It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Washington, D.C. on April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 181. Matt Scott is joined by Stephen Bronner and myself talking about Snap AV's acquisition of Custom Plus. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about what this means for both companies and the industry as a whole moving forward.
If you have a pulse and a tax ID number, you can already buy anything you want from Snap AV. But there's a lot of people out there doing car audio out of their garage that don't realize that this industry even exists to the extent that it does. I know because way back in the day, I was that guy before I opened up a shop. So can you imagine somebody, we'll use the name Jim, is in a shop somewhere selling car audio equipment and he logged into his Snap AV site and he goes, holy crap, is that Yamaha? Is that it? Are those TVs? Wait a minute. So I can start doing home theater now because I have access to all this stuff? It was already hard enough to keep our industry professional. Now you take a wholesale site, what it is, that sells anything to anybody, and you give access to people that are not exposed to the industry, at least before it was people in the industry. You've got people that are going to be outside our industry with exposure to our products. It very, very possibly could be the absolute worst mixture that's happened in our industry. All these other buyouts, we all remember my reaction to Samsung buying Harman. All these other buyouts have been interesting. But I honestly feel like, because I've been there, I've been that guy that I knew a lot about car audio, but I knew hardly anything about home theater. But if somebody would have let me log into a website back then and I'd have access to surround sound receivers and speakers and all this, man, that would have been some on-the-job training and some really upset customers.
Well, that's the thing, though, Steve. Would you have known what to do with it? I'm not saying now, but would you have known what to do with it had you gotten your hands on it?
I would have known a little better than most people because I grew up in love with this industry. But no, the truth is I wouldn't have. But I would have turned around and told customers that I did because it's something that I could sell. And that is where the trouble comes in. It is, I have access to this and I think I know what to do with it. Back then, I thought I had home theater. I thought I had home theater figured out. I put a surround sound in my parents' living room. It ran for years. Boy, I could do anything. I was a home theater guy. And now I look back and I go, oh my goodness, I was just Matt Scott. What was I thinking? And so, you know, we all have to, at some point, we all have to realize that when we were younger, we were all stupid. I was stupid, and I learn every day. The difference is now I understand very clearly that I'm learning every day. I cannot imagine what's going to happen when Snap AV tells all these guys that are buying radios and speakers for cars that they can now buy all this home theater stuff at cheap prices.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.